A little lower, lower. Right here. Right over my wheat field. Perfect.
You sure?
Yeah, hold steady while I aim.
Aim? Is that a rocket launcher?
Yep, guy at the surplus said it'll kill all the weeds.
You just blew up my truck!
Oh, sorry about that.
There's a simpler way to protect your spring wheat. Use Perfect Match Herbicide for the broadest spectrum of broadleaf weed and grass control in a single product. Learn more at simpleweedcontrol.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr, and it's time to take a look at the markets. Corn up a penny, beans up almost a dime. Woohoo! Let's party with Rich Nelson of Allendale. Hello, Rich.
Hey, how you doing there?
Pretty good. So what did we do today that gave us a little shot in the arm in the markets?
Well, looks like two things here. It looks like USDA did confirm the rumored discussion from yesterday about China buying some soybeans, in this case two cargoes. That does refute a little bit of the concern we had early Monday morning about their Chinese buying. And heck, on top of it, I think there's still some concern about this heat moving into much of the Western Corn Belt and Plains this week.
Yeah, the new models are saying this is going to last a while right where you are there in the heart of the Corn Belt.
That's exactly right here. So certainly the Plains and Western Corn Belt will see the worst, but Eastern Corn Belt will see some pressure, though. And one thing I'm really getting a lot of interest in is the simple fact that a lot of private market meteorologists are now believing this will last not just into June, but maybe into July as well.
Wow. So what's the heat going to do? Up here, we had like almost 100 degrees. We went 48 hours from a frost advisory to nearly 100 degree record-breaking heat up here in the northern. The heat down there, is that going to put a big hit on the corn crop?
You know, I do think you put a 100 degree number in front of some of these temperature quotes, and you will get some market, a lot of market interest here. So certainly, it's going to be a lot of interesting discussion, especially about Iowa yields, as well as Nebraska, where a lot of this will be hitting. So I think that's a key concern.
All right, in corn and beans, or just mainly focusing on corn?
You know, at this time, I think the main focus for the market is trying to at least get some positive news in the market for corn. Looks like anything related to temperatures could simply add to what's maybe a movement going on in the trade of rethinking the general soybean situation here.
Okay. Well, it's been you and so many others have been saying for over a month now, there is no weather premium built into the market. How high can we go?
And that's right. That's a very big question here. So as it stands right now, if we didn't have any weather problems or acreage declines, and it's certainly an issue that North Dakota will be talking a lot about here in the next few weeks, that's an issue in terms of pricing. So December corn normally would see a fall low of 240 to 270 with a big supply scenario. This could restrict this down to fall lows, maybe only $3 for December corn. And heck, that would allow this market up into the upper $3 range, $3.70, $3.80, $3.90 for December corn.
Well, we've got unharvested corn. We had a global pandemic. We've got flooding going on in parts of Illinois and Indiana. I guess maybe a drought and a crop shortage, that might be next, huh?
And that's certainly something. And gosh darn, I hate to say, but the general news flow for agriculture and grains over the past year or so, for the most part, has been negative. So we sure need some type of shot in the arm to change this general narrative here.
For sure. All right. In the meantime, marketing. What is the marketing plan for farmers? What are you guys at Allendale telling producers to do?
You know, as far as a product that's already been sold, a lot of producers are now asking us, well, how about re-ownership so we need some type of futures or options? In this specific case, we're not quite too aggressive yet on the re-ownership discussion. We do think that orders placed 375 and above for December corn might be a good place to get some work for this new crop discussion point here as well. So that's our main view right now. We do look for a moderate bounce into summer peaks, but we'll see how long this lasts here.
Now, that's a marketing strategy, though, that Grandpa would have never considered, because all he did was combined, hauled it to the elevator or put it in the bin and sold it, and that was that. But now a producer can re-own the grain or rebuy on the futures market a certain amount of grain that he sold and ride the wave going higher again, huh?
That's certainly right. And a lot of producers do like this movement because, number one, it doesn't require all that money being tied up in the bid. With a margin, it's actually a smaller portion of money being put up here, not tied up, so to speak. So that's one positive thing. Keep in mind, though, a lot of producers still wonder about this movement as far as making or losing money in the bin versus the paper. So definitely a lot of questions about that producers do need to consider as well.
For sure. All righty. Well, like it says in the fine print at the bottom there, that's the good news. The bad news today was cattle and hogs. The meat futures didn't do well. What happened there?
You know, it looks like the trade is seeing some cash cattle prices generally within the range of last week's very wide, roughly $7 to $10 trading range. But the prices we're seeing this week are not at the peak. So we're not starting at 120, so to speak, on a live basis. We're starting at 117 with maybe some people talking maybe even to the 115 to the next couple of days. So a little concerned about the supply issue still remaining with us on the cattle side.
Gotcha. All righty, Rich Nelson, Allendale. How do producers get a hold of you guys there at Allendale?
Our number is pretty simple, 1-800-2-THEN-MARKET. The website is simply allendale-inc.com.
Thank you very much, Rich. Always appreciate the good info you have and good insight. We'll check with you later.
Happy to help. Thank you.
You bet.